This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, sir. This is Max Wilson from eBay. How can I help you?
Yeah, I don't order anything.
Alright, did you receive any kind of automatically voice message from the beginning of the call about any purchase?
No. I don't know anything about it. Why you call me? I didn't order anything.
Oh, I'm calling you about your, I'm just trying to help you out. You can
eBay.
eBay, like...
No, please. Stop disturbing. You don't know anything.
Okay, hello. So can you... Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Sorry, we don't order anything on eBay.
Yeah, I know that, but unfortunately, he is getting a charge for $299. We are just trying to helping you to cancel the transaction.
Okay, can you please cancel it?
Yes, I am trying to do. So, tell me, do you have any smart device, like any computer or any cell phone, which you're using for internet line?
No, we don't have the internet here in the house.
Only using a smartphone?
No, smartphone, only my Samsung.
Oh, only Samsung mobile?
Yes.
Okay. And, okay, just put my phone call in the loudspeaker then.
Yes, you are on loudspeaker.
Okay. Now, look at the very bottom on your screen, there should be a home button. You just touch on the circle home button and go back to the normal wallpaper screen where you can see all the applications. Like normal. Okay.
Go back to the home.
Yeah, home button. Press on home button. Come back to the normal wallpaper screen.
Yeah, so what app do I look for?
You need to, are you on the home screen?
Yes.
Okay, you look for a Play Store application. You just swipe your screen right to the left.
Yeah.
You see, and find the Play Store.
I'm looking. Play Store. Give me a minute, I need to get my glasses.
Okay.
I need to look for Play Store. Yeah, I can see it now.
Yeah, you can see the Play Store option?
Yeah.
Yeah, just press on that.
Okay.
Now?
Yeah, it's on now.
Okay, now look at the very top of your screen. There is a search bar. Where you can type something, search for apps and games.
Yes, I've got search, yeah.
Yeah, you need to touch on that and type over there, A for Australia, letter A.
A for Apple?
Yeah, A for Apple.
Yeah.
After that, N for Nancy, letter N.
N?
Yeah, N.
Yes.
After that, Y for Yellow.
Yeah.
After that, D for doctor.
Yeah.
After that, E for echo, letter E.
Yeah.
After that, S for Sam.
Yes.
After that, K for kingdom.
K, yeah.
Yeah, it should be any desk. Now, search on it.
Apple, any desk.
No, it's only any desk. A-N-Y-D-S-K.
No Apple before?
No, don't Apple before. Remove that Apple. Just type
okay,
that any desk.
Okay, I'll remove Apple. Oh, wait. I don't know what happened. Apple, okay. Right, I remove Apple. Okay, any desk?
Yeah,
so
any
I search on that?
Yes.
Okay, I search that. Yes, I'm on that now.
Now, did you see any application names comes up which says AnyDesk Remote Desktop, which is red color application with triangle shape?
AnyDesk software.
Yeah.
Or AnyDesk Remote Desktop.
Yeah, yeah. You choose that option. And at the beside, did you see any install option? Just click on install.
Wait a minute, please. Okay, I press that. Yeah, I've got uninstall or open.
Sorry, what are the options? Do you see?
Uninstall or open?
Yeah, you just touch on install and open. Touch on install.
Yeah, but this one here is uninstall, not install.
Okay, just click on open.
Open, okay. Yeah. Open is coming up.
Okay, now,
where's it like, coming?
Okay.
Yeah, it's got here, Samsung Knox Privacy Policy.
Yeah, you just look at the very middle of the page. Did you see any option like okay? Give a click on okay.
Wait, I have to keep going. No, no okay, it's just coming all this privacy stuff.
Yeah, privacy stuff, and below that, did you see any option like agree or confirm or okay option?
It says here that I have read and agreed to all the terms and conditions above.
Yes.
So I think I have agreed?
Yeah, just touch on agree.
Yeah. And then it says confirm or cancel.
Click on cancel.
Cancel.
Yeah.
Okay, now it's cancel. It's going back to anything. And there's a number here.
Okay, tell me the number one by one. That is your cancellation ID number.
271.
Yes.
166.
Yeah.
450.
450. And below that number, did you see any option like set password?
It says set password.
Yeah, just click on that option.
Set password.
Yeah. And once you touch on set password, you scroll it up a little bit page with the help of your finger. You can see any options like permission profiles.
Permission
profiles.
Yeah.
Just give a touch on that permission profiles.
Yeah, press on that. Yeah.
Alright. Once you click on permission profiles, what can you see?
Default, screen sharing, full access, unattended access.
Give a click on that option, unattended access, the fourth option.
Okay. Yeah, done. And it's got profile ended, unable attended access.
Yeah. Just hold on. Did you see the enable unattended access with the small checkbox? The second option. Just click on that checkbox, which is unchecked.
Yeah, and it says yes, set password.
Yeah, you just touch on that panel and type there. All should be lowercase and don't give any space. Okay.
Yeah.
Type there A for Apple, letter A.
Yeah.
P as in Papa, letter P.
Yeah.
After that, P as in Papa, letter P.
Yeah.
L as in Lima, letter L.
Yeah.
E as in Echo, letter E.
Yeah.
All right. It should be Apple. And now type there 121, numerical number.
121. 121. Yeah.
Now check it properly. Did you type there Apple 121? All should be lowercase.
Yes.
And below that, can you see any option like okay?
Yes.
Just touch on that option okay.
Press okay. Okay.
Yeah. Alright, now what can you see on your screen?
It goes back to the same thing. Profile ended, enable attended exit.
Alright. So give me some movement.
Oh, there's something.
Alright, give me some movement. Okay, give a click on start now. If you see any option comes up, start now, click on start now so that our technicians start the work.
Okay,
start now. Okay. And once you click on start now, you need to click on close.
Close, yes. Okay, close.
Alright. And stay on that page. I'm going to transfer the call to my senior supervisor on the floor. He will be guide you. Alright, hold on.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi, thanks for being on hold. Your call has been transferred to me. You are speaking with Alex from the senior executive. How are you doing today?
Yeah, good, thank you.
All right. I do believe my previous colleague have explained to you about the problem which you are facing about the unauthorized payment, and he has given you the cancellation ID as well. Am I correct?
Yes.
Alright, now we have to go ahead and cancel all the charges properly, and we need to refund you the money as well. So, in the very first step, what I want you to do is, I want you to just click on close. If you can see, there is an option on your screen, close. Click on close.
Yes, close, yeah.
And now, I want you to press the home button from your cell phone. Do you know which one is the home button?
Yes. Yes,
press the home button. Yes.
Yes, I'm going
back. All right. Now, I do believe you are on the home screen of your cell phone, right?
Yes.
All right. And can you tell me one more thing? Before talking to me, have you checked your bank statements, whether the money has been deducted or not?
I don't know. I have to check.
You have to check right now?
Just a minute.
Okay. Do you check it offline or online, madam?
Sorry?
Do you check them online or offline?
I can do it online.
Alright, no problem. So just log into your statements and just check whether you get to see that unauthorized payment or not. And once you get logged in, just stay on that page and let me know.
Just a minute, please.
Sure, take your time now. And if you are facing any problems, ma'am, feel free to ask me, okay?
Yeah, I'm still going. Sure.
And may I know, are you checking it from your cell phone, ma'am?
No.
Then from which device you are checking it?
I can't do it on the phone.
Are you checking it from your computer?
Yeah, I do it. Just a minute, please. There's nothing.
Just give me. It should be $399 or $299. But
no,
can you tell me, are you checking it from your computer at this moment?
Yeah, I don't have a computer. It's from my laptop.
From your laptop.
From my iPad.
From your iPad, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the iPad. So as because that you did not authorize this payment and some other people have ordered it, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the cancellation ID properly on your iPad, so we will be able to cancel the charges properly, right? So from your iPad, I want you to come to the home screen.
Mm-hmm.
Are you on the home screen of your iPad?
Wait.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and from there, I want you to open up the App Store application, ma'am.
App Store. I said? Sir, I want to know, because we didn't order anything. Why you have to make us all do all these things? I told you before that we didn't have any iPhone. I am only on Samsung. So
I understand.
We're kind of confused with all these because we didn't order anything.
Okay, now let me explain you what exactly has happened with you, okay? Actually, there were some fraudsters who have got into your details and they have purchased this iPhone without your authorization and knowledge by using your banking information. That is the main reason why we are doing all these things.
Yeah, because I'm not sure about all these things because, you know, I am not really...
Hey,
I don't really feel, you know, something is not good here for me.
You are absolutely correct. There is something not good. How come these people are being able to use your information? Apart from you and apart from your husband, nobody should have your banking information, right?
Yeah, but that's what I mean. From just the two of us, the only one who knows our account. But I don't know, who are these people? Will you be able to tell us who are they?
I'll tell you, okay? Actually, it is not happening with only you, madam. It is happening with a lot of our customers. Actually, there is a group of scammers from different locations. Somehow, they are accessing our customers' information through their internet line and doing these kinds of stuff. But what we will do right now is, we will give you a full scam protection security, and after that, we will check that whether the money has been deducted from your account or not. And if there will be anything like that, we will be refunding you the money, okay? You don't have to be worried about these things. So the first thing which I want you to do is, which is almost done, from your iPad, I want you to open the App Store application. Have you opened that up?
Yeah, because my husband said we don't feel safe with these things.
You are really not safe with these things. But the AnyDesk security which we are giving you, it will keep your information secure. All right? Mm-hmm. And as because you guys are having two different devices, so we have to give you the same security in both of your devices. Because we don't know that at what point of time these people could be able to get your information from anywhere. So do it as soon as possible, madam. Tell me just what do you see on your iPad?
I don't know what to do.
I'm telling you what to do, okay, madam, and it won't take you much time and it is really very safest and easier for you, okay? I want you to open the App Store application from your iPad for a once.
Are you sure it's safe for me to do this?
I am 100% sure, madam. We are running a company, okay? And it's just a security application which we are providing you, okay? We won't give any other things to our customers.
Okay, I'm going App Store. Yeah.
And have you opened the App Store?
Yeah.
And now look at the right hand side bottom corner, there would be a small magnifying glass symbol which says search, right?
Yeah.
Click on search.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then at the top, you will see a search panel which says games, apps, stories and more, right?
Mm-hmm.
Click on that. And I want you to type the same software name, which is AnyDesk.
Mm-hmm.
Type the same thing, AnyDesk.
Yeah.
And search for it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see the red color application, AnyDesk Remote Desktop?
I've got AnyDesk now, and I've got AnyDesk Remote Desktop.
Yes, click on this one, AnyDesk Remote Desktop, and get this application.
Mm-hmm.
Click on Get, then Install, then it will start downloading. Is it downloading, ma'am?
Yeah.
And can you tell me one more thing? Have you ever been a victim of identity theft before?
No.
This is the first time ever these things are happening with you, so I understand the reason why you are feeling nervous. Once you see open, please let me know, okay, ma'am?
It's just any desk, remote desktop, remote access from anywhere.
Now, have you clicked on Get?
Get.
Then, after clicking on Get, what do you see?
Install.
Click on Install. Very good.
It says here to sign in with App Store ID, Apple ID, which I don't have that.
Which you don't have? You don't have your Apple ID and password?
No. I don't have App Store. I've never used App Store before.
All right. And tell me one more thing, madam. Like, for some security reasons, whenever you sign into your online banking, you put the user ID and the password. Then you'll be able to sign in, right?
Yeah.
And I do believe that you remember the user ID and password of your online banking. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. I
can't really use that now. It's not safe. You know, my husband and I have been through a lot of problems with things that with scam, and we're scared of using our personal ID for, you know, other people to see. That's why my husband said no for me not to get into this, because we are not we don't want to go into any of our details anymore.
I understand, madam, but what exactly the thing is, I really understand that you are afraid of these scammers.
We've had this
but
problem before, and we have lost a lot of money with people who use us from so many different things. So now I'm really scared. I can't sign in with my password.
So you don't have to sign in, okay? You don't have to sign in. If you are not feeling good, okay, no problem. If you are not feeling good, I am not going to force you to do that, okay? Simply do one thing. Leave your iPad as it is and come back to your cell phone, the Samsung cell phone which you are using.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you are really afraid of these things, but you have to, you know, go through these things. Until and unless we will protect you from these scammers will again messing up with your information and all, you know. Now, you do one thing, simply open the Play Store application from your cell phone, the Samsung cell phone.
Play Store.
And for some security reasons, I will suggest you do not use your iPad for any online activities anymore. Have you
But the thing is, I use it because I make payment. I make payment from my iPad from my account to pay some of my bills.
I understand, but right now I'll help you to do that, okay? I'll help you in your cell phone. You will be able to make payments in your Samsung cell phone. I know that you don't know, but our company will guide you for that. Now, can you tell me what do you see on your Samsung cell phone?
I have been back to where we were before to enable previous sessions profile.
Now, I want you to press the home button.
Yeah.
And open the Play Store application for once, ma'am. Open the Play Store.
Yeah, and this is what come up at Play. So I go to any desk remote.
Now, there should be a back arrow. At the left-hand side top, there is an arrow which is pointing to the left side. Click on that arrow.
Okay. Yeah.
Then you will see the magnifying glass symbol at the top. Am I correct?
Class. No, I can't see any of it.
Click on the left arrow once again, which is at the right, left hand side top.
Yeah, I've gone to left. Yeah. I'm going left now.
Now at the top. Yeah. Click on search. Now this time I'm gonna help you for your online banking, so you will be able to make payments from your cell phone as well, as because your iPad is not secure, they are messing up with your iPad information. So I want you to erase the word AnyDesk from there. Erase it.
Yeah.
And type the name of your bank here without telling me. Now search for it once you are done. You there? Can you hear me, ma'am? Hello?